This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. Pedro Alonso is the World Health Organization's director of the Global Malaria Program.
Together with other interventions, a malaria vaccine will help us save tens of thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands of lives, prevent millions of cases, and help us regain momentum in the fight against malaria.
While the vaccine is the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to four doses, and the protection wanes after a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, where the majority of the world's more than 200 million cases a year and 400,000 deaths occur, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a perilous standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Congress pulled back from a standoff over lifting the government's borrowing cap Wednesday as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate. Speaking to reporters, Senator Bernie Sanders.
I think it's a step forward, obviously. I hope we can now negotiate a process that creates a long-term solution.
But while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also set the stage for a possible repeat battle in December. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the Ethiopian government to allow the delivery of much-needed aid to Tigray, Amhara, and Afar without hindrance. Speaking at the UN Security Council, Guterres urged the Ethiopian government to allow the UN to do its work and to facilitate that work with the urgency the situation demands.
I urge the government to allow the unrestricted movement of desperately needed fuel, cash, communications equipment, and humanitarian supplies into all the regions in need.
The Ethiopian government last week expelled seven senior UN officials for meddling in its internal affairs. Ethiopia's UN ambassador accused the UN staff of making up data, falsely claiming hunger was used as a weapon of war, and of supporting the government's foe, the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. Thousands have died, millions have fled their homes, and the conflict has spilled into neighboring Amhara and Afar. New York is working through challenges to various vaccination mandates, with some employees choosing the door rather than getting their shot. AP's Jennifer King reports.
A U.S. district judge has rejected a court challenge to New York City's vaccination mandate for school staff. The judge cited the harm that could take place to school children. The lawsuit was one of several challenges to vaccination mandates in the state, which included one statewide for hospital and nursing home workers. Northwell Health, New York State's largest health care provider, says they've terminated 1,400 employees for refusing to be vaccinated.
We've given everybody ample opportunity.
Dr. David Battinelli is their chief medical officer. Battinelli spoke at an event on Long Island in which Sandra Lindsay received her booster shot. She's the nurse who was famously the first to receive a COVID-19 vaccine outside of clinical trials.
Today signifies just another chapter in the fight against this deadly virus.
I'm Jennifer King.
Two scientists won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry Wednesday for finding an ingenious and environmentally cleaner way to build molecules that can be used to make a variety of compounds, including medicines and pesticides. The work of Benjamin List of Germany and Scotland-born David W.C. McMillan has allowed scientists to produce those molecules more cheaply, efficiently, and safely, and with significantly less environmental impact. It was the second time in as many days that a Nobel went to a work that had environmental implications. The Physics Prize honored developments that expanded human understanding of climate change just weeks before the start of a global climate negotiations summit in Scotland. Visit voanews.com for more reporting by remote.